Welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. This is episode 388, Japan Top 10, August 2021, Artist of the Month. This Artist of the Month is Super Beaver. My name is Lydia, and with me is...
Hi, this is Tassie.
Ooh, are you excited for this episode?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I don't really know much of Super Beaver, so in case there are listeners who've never listened to Super Beaver, you're going to be on this new musical journey with me.
And me.
Oh, you too, okay.
Yeah, I think Super Beaver is a band that a lot of people know because they do a lot of anime tie-ins. But let's just give a brief background into Super Beaver for those of you who are not familiar with them. Super Beaver is a four-piece rock band from Tokyo comprised of Kenta Uesugi, who's on bass, Ryuta Shibuya on vocals, Ryota Kanagisawa, guitars, compositions, lyrics, and Hiroaki Fujiwara on drums.
They formed in 2005 and have released 9 studio albums between 2009 to 2018. They performed at the famous Nippon Budokan in 2018. After leaving Epic Records in 2011, they performed under their own independent label, IXLXP Records, and performed up to 100 live shows per year before re-signing with Sony Music Entertainment in 2020.
They have also provided several songs for television and film since their debut, including their major debut single, Shin Koku, which means deep breath, and Doho, which means signpost, that were featured in the anime Naruto Shippuden and Naruto Shonenhen in 2009. Sasayakana, which means ordinary, in the film Soranin in 2010. Dashsa, likeness, in the anime Barakamon in 2014. And Hitori de Ikte Ita Naraba, if you lived alone, in the film Sugo no Furaito, Flight on the Water. And also, wow, they have such a long list. Toupaku in the anime Haikyuu to the Top in 2010. And finally, Kimi o Yobu yo, Call Your Name, in the 2021 live-action film Tokyo Revengers.
Super Beaver celebrated its 15th anniversary in 2020 and is currently completing a national tour until January 2022.
Our 2021 annual listener survey is out. Give us 5 minutes of your time to let us know how we can improve, and we can give you a chance to win a $100 USD gift card to a retailer of your choice. Visit our website at jtop10.jp for more details.
If you haven't joined our Patreon program, we have more commentary of the other Super Beaver songs. But since you guys are listening to the free version, we are at number 4, and that song is Shin Kokyu, Deep Breath.
Number 4. We'll be right back.
Super Beaver's very first single released on their EP of the same name in 2009.
Featured as the ninth ending theme for the fourth season of anime Naruto Shippuden.
The lyrics describe feelings of uncertainty towards the future and how the reason for yesterday's tears will bind the present to the future. And how making mistakes will lead you to the answer you are looking for.
I actually know this song because of Naruto. This song is so good.
Yeah, I think that's...
Okay, this is probably my favorite song of the list today.
Oh, okay.
But that's, again, it's nostalgic.
I think I can agree.
It's nostalgia for me.
Yeah, it's nostalgic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think when I first heard this, I was very excited for them. But this was... It's a lot more pop, I'd say, this song.
Ooh.
And I think... The songs that we heard earlier were a little more heavy on the J-rock side. So I think that's why I kind of fell out with them.
Mm.
But...
I see.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, artists, they always... If they're not happy with their sound, they will change.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. We have nothing else to say about Naruto.
I have nothing else to say because this is very nostalgic. that's the only thing I can say so far.
At number three, we have Tolpaco, Breakthrough. From 2020.
Number three.
Thank you.
Topako was released as part of the band's 13th single, Topako and Jiman ni Naritai, and was featured as the second opening of the fourth season of the volleyball anime Haikyuu To The Top.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The song is a fitting theme for a sports anime, as the lyrics describe breaking through difficulty, not quitting, and that losing after putting in hard work is better than running away.
The song was released in 2020, the same year as Super Beaver's 15th anniversary, a new contract with Sony Music Entertainment since their debut. Okay, the majority of you guys who are listening to the free version, earlier from the list, I was saying one song really sounded very Haikyuu. Now that I'm listening to this song, I don't even know what this is.
Oh no!
I feel like the other song that I listened to was very more Haikyuu than this song. But then again, I'm not a Haikyuu fan, so please don't attack me.
Don't attack,
but I feel like the other song I heard on the list was much more epic than this song.
This is to let you know that you guys should join our Patreon to find out which song is more Haikyuu than the Haikyuu song. No, I can see that.
Oops. What do you think about the song?
Okay, I was hinting at a comment I mentioned earlier. I'm just going to say it now because it's been a theme within the last few music videos that we've been talking about. And that comment is about his hair. Okay, so I think I rediscovered Super Beaver through the YouTube channel The First Take. Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think the vocalist went on the show to do a rendition of some of their top songs, and his hair was so iconic and it stood out because it's long and covers his face. You know, I don't normally see, like, not a lot of guys in J-rock bands have this. It's more like a visual K thing, I feel like.
The whole lion mane.
So I thought that was interesting. I don't know. That is just my observation. That's so weird.
We appreciate a person with nice locks.
We do.
Now we're moving on to a more romantic song. And our number two song is Itoshi Hito, Beloved.
Number two.
わかる。
ことじゃ伝えきれないけど、一人はとてもじゃないけど見せたくない本性も互いに知ってなお寄り添い合えたなら、それはもう恋じゃなくてさ、これだ言い表せないほど愛しい人、パッと一言じゃ言い表せないな、愛は増えて変わって深まる。
The single Itoshi Hito was released on May 19, 2021 and was featured as the theme song of TV Asahi. Ano toki kisu shite okeba, should have kissed you at that time, about a manga fan who meets his favorite manga artist in a chance encounter.
The song lyrics describe how it is more difficult to describe how much you love someone the deeper your relationship grows, when your feelings have transcended from simple infatuation to a deeper love.
Ryota Shibuya sings, 恋が愛になるのはいつなのかな? Which means, when does a crush turn into love? The Japanese words 恋 and 愛 are often both translated as love.However, koi can represent an initial passion or romantic attraction, while ai represents a deeper, unconditional love.
The music video is very cinematographic. I like how the singer is in this warehouse-looking place where there's like some little bit of like vegetation around him to bring some life to it. But you see two characters in the...music video assuming to be lovers, and they're is showing that like the male character is missing his beloved.
You gotta have some rain to make it more dramatic.
Yeah, I think like this song that I'm now that I'm listening to it, it when you think of the name Itoshi Hito or like beloved person, you would think this song would be more slow, right?
Yeah,
like a ballad.But this is very hype.
It's the drums.
The
melody. I think they don't, correct me if I'm wrong, but all these songs that we've been listening to are like pretty hype.
Very hype.
They don't do, yeah.
I don't think we have actually heard of like a slow song from them yet, right? Like a ballad-like song.
No. And I think the last song on the list is going to be the hypest of them all.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
And the hypest song of them all. The last song, number one, we have Namae o Yobu Yo.Call Your Name from 2021.
Number one.
今さらバカみたいなこと言うけど、巡り合うことはやっぱりすごいね。知らないことがほとんどの世界で、名前を呼び合っているなんて、苛立ち八つ当たり後悔したり、同時に手を叩き笑い合ったり、それは平凡で取るに足らない日常でも、二度と同じ日にはたどれない、気がついたとき怖くなるくらいだ。愛さ溢れる時を超える、バカみたいなことをもう一つね、今楽しいな。
Namae wo Yobu yo, released as a single on July 7, 2021, was featured as the theme song for the live-action film Tokyo Revengers, which released on July 9, 2021.
The song lyrics focus on fated encounters. The actors in the music video paint their wrists with red paint before holding hands to signify a red string of fate, Ume no Akai Ito, a East Asian belief that two people are bound together as destined lovers.
Have you heard of Tokyo Revengers?
I think I most recently got into the manga and watched a bit of the trailer for this Tokyo Revengers live action, and it looks pretty epic. Not gonna lie.
You know, like the whole red string of fate? It's usually for lovers, right? But Tokyo Revengers is all about bros.
Yes.
And
fighting. Bros, that bromance, though.
Yeah. I know that the... So for little context of the manga slash anime, it's about this guy who goes back in time and he wants to save his deceased ex-girlfriend. But it turns out that he was a ex-gang member, a Yankee. It's quite interesting that like the theme of this series is all about like friendships more so than actual love.
That is really interesting, an observation I didn't notice.
So like I wonder if like I don't know how like the music video I don't know how the music video really reflects the whole Tokyo Revengers thing, because like in the music video it's there the people are dressed up as like gang members as well. I'm wondering if the red string of fate, does it reflect more on like the relationships of friendship more than love? Or
you know what, I think you're onto something. Actually, because...
Man, I'm so
deep. No, because... Yeah, the music video is like... It's... There's not really a romance aspect to it. It's more about the fighting, right? And the friendships he has with his bros. And you know that's interesting? Because can a red string of fate be tied to a platonic friendship? Doesn't always necessarily have to be a romantic kind of relationship.
Maybe like the red string of fate in this context is much more like the friends that you, the bros in this series is like something that they're meant to meet in their lifetime.
Oh.
I don't know. But as a person,
it's getting late. We're getting deep.
Anywho, that was just my deep analytical part of the song.
No, I love that. Save the best for last.
This concludes our episode. Our next episode will be hosted by Kirby and I, and they will bring you a brand new episode of Top 10 for the month of August 2021. This will be Ai's last episode of Japan Top 10. Please listen to it. Ai is amazing.
We're all gonna miss her.
She's a lovely person. And yeah, I hope you guys listen to the next episode. And I wish her all the best for her new path in life. Anyways, this was your host, Tassie.
And Lydia.
Bye.
Bye.
Japan Top 10. Japanese music podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.